Faith 口语课堂发音与朗读技巧第三课元音 U 和 O。 欢迎大家回来，这里是 Faith 口语课堂发音与朗读技巧，我是 Faith 老师。今天我们来讲解第三课元音 U 和 O 正确发音小技巧。首先呢，我们来看看正确的发音小技巧。呜是一个长音，是通过口腔发出来的声音，发声处靠前，口型很扁，大家可以参照图。该音呢是一个非常清晰的音，再跟我读一遍。呜。哦是一个短音，是通过喉咙发出来的声音，发声处靠后部，嘴自然张开。短音哦的嘴型呢要比长音呜稍大一些，从喉咙后部发出，声音很模糊。大家再跟我来读一下这个音好吗？呜。下面我们分别来读一组发长音呜的单词和发短音哦的单词。呜 ，for soothing cool food goose。Fall, sugar, cook, fought, good. 下面呢，我们为了更好的来区分这两个音，我们竖着来一组一组的读这些单词。Fall, fall, soothing, sugar, cool, cook, food, fought.Goose, good.
唇舌训练。
下面来到了我们的唇舌训练环节。唇舌训练当中呢，每一个句子里面会有很多发长元音 u 和短音 o 的单词，大家要很好的区别它们的发音位置和发声方法的不同，并且清晰准确的读出它们。我们以较慢的速度来读一遍好吗？
The fall never feels fall because the food is so good. There's some food on your left foot. Just be careful. This goose looks good to be served as food. The cook cooks good food with sugar in it.I prefer the soothing color. It looks cool.
在讲义当中呢，我们还有这样一个环节，就是单词中字母的发音规律。我们会分别列出发长延音 u 的字母组合，以及发短延音 o 的字母组合。这个环节是由大家自己去参考电子词典来练习的。在这里呢，我们就不再做更多的介绍。
发音与朗读训练。
来到我们的最后一个环节，发音与朗读训练。
What moves me? In our lives, what moves me a lot is that athletes make their sports look easy. Because of the thousands of hours of work that they've devoted to their sports.A good singer seems to be able to hit every note effortlessly only because he or she has spent countless hours practicing and learning and practicing some more when they become successful. It's easy to call them lucky or to forget the amount of work that they've put.Into their chosen field. But the fact is that they kept on with what they wanted to do and didn't give up.
Faith 口语课堂之发音与朗读技巧第四课预告，我们会学习元音 o 和 a 的发音技巧、绕口令式的唇舌训练、字母发音规律以及发音与朗读训练。 Fade 口语课堂每周四推出新课，敬请收听。 I see you next time. Goodbye.
Just all that you are and everything.